Hey, filmmakers, this is Herschel Zahn coming at you on a lovely Christmas Eve evening. I am actually out doing some last-minute Christmas shopping with my wife. She's inside. I'm sitting in the car, so no theme music. We're recording this on the iPad, first podcast on the iPad. And I'm coming to you today because something interesting just happened in the last hour. I have been getting some really, really scathing comments on my YouTube page, and I will endeavor to get these linked to these comments posted so you can see what I'm talking about. But I've got a project that I've put up about a year and a half, 18 months ago, something like that, which is a year and a half. Gotta love that. Regarding Wish for the Dead, we actually turned the original comic book into a motion comic, which I narrated, and that was back when I was actually going to be playing the lead in the film and somebody else was going to direct. But I just got some really, really nasty comments from this wonderful gentleman, and I'm going to give you his name because I want you to check him out. His name is Archibald Weatherby. What a douchey name. All right, anyway, this guy basically thinks I'm a hack, I'm a terrible actor, that writing is unoriginal, just, you know, you name everything that these guys do. Bottom line here, folks, and like I said, I'm going to keep this brief. I'm going to get right to the point. When you put your projects out there, you are not going to please everybody. In fact, you are not going to please most people. This guy has just torn my project, because once he got done with Wish for the Dead, he moved on to Girl Number 3, and then he moved on to one of Julie Strebel, who is the star of Girl Number 3. She's also in Wish for the Dead. Check her out. Moved on to one of her pages. So, as a producer and a director, the very first thing I do when I see comments like this is I want to find out, okay, where is this guy coming from? So I went to go check out this guy's body of work. He's a YouTuber, right? I'm figuring, you know, he's going to have some brilliant, amazing stuff that's going to blow my mind and make me understand why he hates what I did so much. So I go and I click on his name, and I see Archibald Weatherby, zero uploads, zero videos, zero subscribers. So then I decided to do a little more investigation. And I look down and I just see, you know, of course, all of his scathing comments about my stuff that he's just made. And then I just keep scrolling down and all I see is just independent film after independent film that this guy has just clicked on and ripped to shreds and ripped to shreds. And then I got down into him complaining about WWF stuff, and at that point I just gave up. So here's the point. If somebody gives you some really nasty comments or feedback on what you're doing, check into who they are. Now, if they're, you know, the head of the NYU film program, they're a major Hollywood producer, they're a major actor, a major director, somebody with some validity and that matters, okay. Listen to what they have to say and make adjustments to what you're doing based on that. But if it's just some internet trouser stain that just is basically unhappy with his own life and his own artistic outlets and he just has to tear down other people's, that doesn't matter. Because here's the crux of the issue. Film is a medium that touches people. All art touches people. Sculpture, photography, film, theater, music, poetry, you name it. Whatever it is, it's there to touch somebody, to bring somebody closer to some emotion that they have. I look at this gentleman and I'm seeing, okay, he watched the Girl Number 3, or the Wish for the Dead motion comic. That was 9 minutes. Then, over the course of the next 7 to 8, he typed out these three long diatribes of what he didn't like about the film. So right there, we're looking at 20 minutes. Then he went and watched the Girl Number 3 trailer, which is another 3.5 minutes, because it's the long trailer that he watched. And then he had to comment on that, so that's probably another 5. And then he went and watched his other little promo thing and commented on that. So I'm looking at 30 minutes of this individual's life that I have somehow had some small part in affecting, because I made the Wish for the Dead motion comic. I voiced it over. I directed Girl Number 3 and edited the trailer. I kind of got Julie Strebel started in film, and through Girl Number 3, she got that other gig. So really, I have majorly affected this gentleman's life for 30 minutes. I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually really excited that I was able to touch somebody's life for 30 minutes, even if it was negatively, because I had his attention for 30 minutes. Because then he's going to go tell a bunch of his other friends, oh, yeah, look at this crap. And, you know, maybe one of those two people, they'll hate it too, but they'll start a buzz and it'll start building. There is no, it goes back to a very old press print media adage. There is no such thing as bad press. Why do you think so many celebrities have scandals? There is no such thing as bad press. And, you know, girl number three has been kind of falling off the radar as we've been amping up Wish for the Dead. And, you know, here it comes back again. Somebody's dragging it back up. So that makes me really excited. So check out the critics if you pay attention to what critics say at all, which most arts professionals will tell you, you know, unless the bills are good, then don't even look at them. And even then, you may not want to look at them. Don't read negative reviews. But if the reviews are good, you read them. But, you know, if somebody gives you a negative review, negative comment on your video, whatever it is, because we live in a society of blind jabs. People can take jabs at you from millions of miles away over the internet, and they can never be hurt by it. Unless it's somebody with some purpose, really take that into account. If it's something obvious, you know, you were thinking in the back of your head, oh, this bit of dialogue sucked, and somebody just rips the film apart and said, oh, and that one line of dialogue sucked, then maybe you listen to that person. But unless it's somebody with some real validity, don't pay that much attention. They're just mad that they can't do what you do. All right, everybody out there, have a very happy holiday. I hope none of you are actually going to be filming tomorrow on Christmas Day other than your nieces and nephews excitedly opening Christmas presents. That's the only type of filmmaking we should be doing tomorrow. But for those of you who are out there soldiering on and in the filmmaking trenches doing films on Christmas Day, I applaud you. I will not be. I will be enjoying some Jack Daniels and eggnog and having a big old time ready for a shoot next weekend. So from Film Aspire Podcast, happy holidays from the Acting for Your Life podcast and FYL Entertainment. I also want to extend you a very warm holiday wish and greeting on behalf of Catherine Ray Furrow and myself. We've got lots of exciting things coming up in 2013. And tune in next Friday for another Film Aspire Friday. Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night.